Sleep is important for memory consolidation. It is important to sort of reset some of these neurotransmitters in our brain to prevent depression, anxiety. And certainly there's an importance in regards to our cardiovascular health.
And Dr. Schreiner, director of the Sleep Lab at Baptist Carnival, says not getting enough sleep can cause adverse health effects.
Sleep deprivation causes problems with blood sugar control. It can lead to weight gain. It causes decrease in immune function, sets you up to have colds and the flu.
The sleep medicine specialist says an occasional sleepless night is common, so if you have a restless night, don't break your sleep routine the next day.
If you have a bad night, you work through the next day, and then you try to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time. So you don't want to sleep in late if you get up for an hour or so in the middle of the night.
But sticking to a sleep schedule can be a challenge, as new research suggests some major health problems are connected to health professionals that work overnight shifts.
Unfortunately, there's a disconnect a lot of times between when our body wants to sleep and when we're willing to have it sleep. And that can set you up for other problems and potentially cancers. There's been a fairly large study in nurses that work mainly the night shift. They seem to be much more predisposed to various cancers such as breast cancer and ovarian cancer.
And Dr. Schreiner says a power nap is the perfect pick-me-up if you need to recharge during the day.
The recommended sort of nap time is before 3 p.m. in the afternoon and usually 20 to 30 minutes at most. What you're trying to do is mainly allow some shallower sleep, allow your brain to sort of get reset, go ahead, go forward with the rest of the afternoon into the early evening.
And if you want to monitor your sleep habits to make sure you're getting the best quality sleep, the sleep specialist says there are wellness tools and gadgets to help.
You're starting to see this with a lot of the personal health devices like the Fitbit. It can give you an idea of what it feels like, how much sleep you're getting versus how much awake time. I'm having more patients come in and say, my sleep is much more interrupted or fragmented, or it shows this many arousals during the night. It's interesting to take that data and to try to figure out, well, what exactly is causing that?
You can read more about sleep and ways to maintain healthy sleep habits. Log on to sleepfoundation.org. And live life well. I'm Bernadette Davis.